Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast today. In the New Testament, there's a little book called James, and it's written by the half-brother of Jesus, and it's chocked full of practical advice. Here's a great example of it from James 3, verse 17. He says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then it's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive, it's full of mercy and good fruit, it's impartial and sincere." This is a great example. Let me tease this verse out just a little bit. Do you like it when somebody points out every mistake that you make? Do you like it when once they've pointed out that mistake, they don't let it go, that they keep hounding you about it, they keep holding it over your head, they keep using it as a leverage even when you've owned it? My guess is you don't like that. I don't like that. Nobody likes to be judged. Well, I heard a preacher story a while back that talked about two friends that met at a convention, and they sat out in the lobby and they ended up talking all night long. And so these guys didn't intend to be out all night, but they were, and they knew that when they got back to their rooms, they were going to be in trouble with their wives. Well, the next day, here's how the story goes. The next day, the two guys see each other in the lobby, and one of them says to the other, "Well, when I walked in the door last night, my wife got historical." The guy responded, "Don't you mean hysterical?" And he said, No, I mean historical, because she pointed out everything I have ever done that was wrong." Well, all of us have been in relationships that have felt like that. It seems like somebody's just holding it over our head. But one of the things that happens when we follow Christ is instead of holding it over their head, we begin to extend mercy. Wise people that grow in their faith, they don't emphasize other people's mistakes. They're not the judge. They're not pointing out every single thing that goes wrong, but instead, we're full of mercy and we're full of good fruit. I love that Proverbs 17 verse 9 says, "Love forgets mistakes." And it's this reminder that there are some things that we can forget, that if we're wise, we don't rub in other people's mistakes. Instead, we learn to let it go. We learn to dismiss it. We learn to put it behind us. That's really what it looks like to have mercy, that instead of giving people what they deserve, we give people what they need. Instead of holding it over their heads, we don't emphasize that. We don't judge them. Instead, we encourage them. And I love how James wraps up that verse in verse 17. He says, "Good fruit," meaning action, that we don't just show sympathy. We don't just say, "Well, I feel where you're coming from," but we actually do something about it. We take action. We become what he would call a doer of the word. And so I want to encourage you today, we all are going to be in situations where if we're not careful, we'll be tempted to silently judge somebody else and maybe even point out somebody else's mistakes. Instead of choosing judgment, I want to encourage you to choose mercy today. Because when we choose mercy, it shows that we understand wisdom that comes from heaven above. And man, instead of judging, let's choose mercy. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I do want to encourage you to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11, where Pastor Chuck in the English Gathering is going to pick up this idea of judging, and it's going to be a powerful, practical lesson that I hope you'll be part of. And then, as always, at 11 a.m., we have Sugar Hill Espanol as well.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.